Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So again, the Antichrist is, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. More specifically, to even narrow it down from being a Jew, I believe he will be from the tribe of Dan. Even though it's most Jews, I say, again, I don't want to go into all this time, most Jews don't know which tribe they come from. It's over the centuries, that identification has been lost to many of them. All right? But I'm telling you, God knows. God ain't lost anybody, okay? And so God knows who's from Dan, who tribes and all. And so I believe the Bible teaches not only will he be a Jew, that he will be from the tribe of Dan. A couple of reasons. Number one, they were the first tribe guilty of idolatry. In Judges chapter number 18, verses 30 and 31, it talks about Dan introduced that idolatry to the nation of Israel. Remember, it's too hard for them to go down to Jerusalem, so he built an altar up there in Dan. He did that, and so that in 1 Kings 12:29 refers to that. And then when Isaac Jacob was blessing his boys, in Genesis chapter 49, verses 16 and 17, Jacob's blessing his boys one by one. They're at his bedside, and he begins to bless them. There's Reuben and Simon and Levi and Judah. And then when he gets to Dan in verse number 16, he says this about Dan. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse's heel so that his rider shall fall backwards. And then at verse number 18, it says, he adds this, I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. So he's identifying Dan and that tribe as something different from the other 11 boys, so to speak. And the tribe of Dan, he says, you're just nothing but a snake in the grass. And you're going to go after your own people, i.e. the Antichrist. As a matter of fact, and it says, and I've waited for thy salvation. Jesus will come at the revelation and will deliver those Jewish people when the Antichrist is about to take over at the end of the tribulation. Remember the story there at the Battle of Armageddon. Just at the last moment, Jesus comes in all his glory, and they've waited for his salvation. All that pictures this thing about Dan and the Antichrist. And then an interesting passage of scripture we find in the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 8, verses 15 and 16. We looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and behold, trouble. So obviously, he's describing some terrible time in the history of Israel where we looked for peace, but no peace was there. And a time of health and trouble came. And then verse number 16, and the snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of his name, of the sound of the name of his strong ones. For they are come and have devoured the land and all that is in the city and those that dwell therein. So again, there's something in here about Dan that the whole land trembled at this man, at the tribe of Dan. And so again, I think it's an identifying mark that not only will the Antichrist be a Jew, he will be from the tribe of Dan. Now, a couple other key thoughts about this. The tribe of Dan, we read in Revelation chapter number 7, we have the 144,000 witnesses, 12,000 from these tribes, 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben, and you get all the picture, you know, all the Levi and all these different tribes, 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes. There's one tribe that is omitted in the listing of Revelation chapter 7. Would you like to venture a guess what tribe is missing from Revelation chapter 7? You only get one guess, and you better get it right. Dan. You'll find all these tribes in Revelation 7 mentioned, but the tribe of Dan, the 144,000 witnesses, 12,000 from each tribe, but the tribe of Dan. And I find it very interesting. If you go, I should have marked it. I'll mark this for you next week. In the book of Ezekiel, when they apportioned the land during the millennial reign of Christ, there'll be a temple built. And then the book of Ezekiel is 45, 46, 47, 48. The last part of the book of Ezekiel, it talks about the tribes that they're going to be apportioned a section of land of Israel. You get one guess and one guess only. Guess which tribe is the very first tribe mentioned in apportioning the land in the millennium. One guess. Dan. Isn't it fascinating in Revelation chapter 7, it's omitted? But in Ezekiel, when after the tribulation and the millennium begins, that Dan is the first one. What does that tell you? One word. Who said forgiveness? Ron, forgiveness. The forgiveness of God. I said all that, and I could go on. And is this boring to y'all? Okay. That I believe that the Antichrist will be a Jew. I believe he will be from the tribe of Dan. Not only will he be a Jew, and I shared this with somebody last week. She's sitting back there. I won't point her out. But I also believe that the Antichrist will be a homosexual. Daniel chapter 11, verse number 37. Now, I've been criticized for this, but I'm just telling you what the Word of God says, okay? While you find, I want you to get the verse. Right, turn me to Daniel 11, 37. This would have been unheard of in the past generation, a politician being a homosexual. Today, it is commonplace. No, is it commonplace? It's acceptable in our society. We have leaders in our own country who are avowed homosexuals, that they're serving in the office, in places of leadership. And by the way, people voted them in. They just didn't go into a place of, I'm going to be the leader. They were voted in. Not only in this country, other countries around the world, there's places that in some countries they're avowed homosexuals. Well, I believe, and by the way, it's an abomination to God. He's the Antichrist. In other words, everything that Christ is for, he's against. And everything that Christ is against, he is for. He's Antichrist. So I believe that he will be a homosexual because Daniel chapter 11, verse number 37. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. Now look at this next phrase. Nor the desire of women. Now I take that very literally. Now you could play on the languages and other things here, but I take it very literally, that phrase. He does not have the desire of women. They do nothing for him. He's not attracted to them. I mentioned this, we have a marriage class that we teach, a marriage and family, on Wednesday morning, the college class. I really enjoyed teaching that class. Actually, I told you, my wife's better at teaching it than me. We teach together. And anyway, I mentioned to the students in the class, when Adam, God created everything, and God brought the animals to Adam. And the Bible says that Adam put the names, the animals that God brought to Adam, he named them. In other words, God brought a tiger. Adam said, well, that's a tiger. Even though he didn't speak English, but you don't understand. I don't know what language he spoke. That's a tiger. That's a monkey. That's a giraffe. That's a lion. Whatever he named, that was the name thereof. But nothing did anything for Adam. He was missing something. So God called. He said, it's not good that man should be alone. I'm going to make a helpmeet for him. So he put Adam to sleep, and we find the first surgery ever recorded in God's Word. The first marriage ever recorded in God's Word was when Adam fell in deep sleep and God made from Adam a woman. And he called Eve.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.